petersofkensington.com.au.
Okay, Harley, good morning to you, but away you go.
All righty. Coronavirus, so many different angles to talk about, but I'll just briefly give you some, you know, bullet point headlines. The Surgeon General said this is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment, our 9/11 moment, talking about the coming week, because they think that we're going to see a big spike and that we may be reaching the crest of the bell curve. We don't know that for sure, but the estimate is that 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days should describe that curve. If that's the case, then we'll be moving over the backside of it, and that would obviously be very good news. The president, meanwhile, is very, very upset because the Democrats in the House have set up a new committee with subpoena power to investigate the administration's response to coronavirus. And Trump said, here we go again. Mm. He said, we've seen Americans unite with incredible selflessness and compassion. I want to remind everyone here in the nation's capital, especially in Congress, this is not the time for politics. Endless partisan investigations, they've already done extraordinary damage to our country in recent years.
Wonderful. Outstanding.
Yeah, he's right about that, certainly. Yeah. I mean, in the meantime, they tell us that traffic out on the highways is way, way down because so many people are staying at home. Yeah. Now, the experts, the traffic analysts are saying that 60% of traffic is still out there. Doesn't seem that way to me. I mean, I don't see it. And I was 100 miles in both directions through the state of New Jersey today.
Okay.
So I don't see
one
that.
Of the things one of the things you've been strong about, one of the things you've been strong about is just on maths. You said last week 34 million people in America got the flu last year and 38,000 people died. Now, currently, the number of cases reported today are 327,000, not 34 million. And the deaths are 9,326, not 38,000. Do we have things in perspective?
No, of course not. I mean, you know, we've crippled the economy. We're reaching the point where they tell us that maybe 30%+ of the American working population may be out of work in the next few weeks if it continues as it's going. In the Great Depression, it was 25%. Of course, the big difference was women weren't working. 25% meant 25% of actual families had nothing to eat, had nobody working. But nonetheless, it's very, very big, and we've had a huge overreaction. But I think what will happen is they're going to be able to start backing it down pretty soon.
Good on you. Well done, Harley. We really enjoy the objectivity of your reports. Harley Carnes in the United States of America. It's 8:30.